Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment presents Love Talk, your inspiration and information. And as always, we are broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, and secrets are held. So, as always, what we do, we tell you the lies, tell you what the liars, who the liars are, reveal some of the secrets in our relationships so we can build our better community. And as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Vibe, Massage and Wellness. It is back to school time, so the parents have more time. It's for parents, teachers, and also we're in the sports season. So if you're looking for therapeutic sports massage or looking for relaxation, you can, and you're in the D.C. metro area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, you can contact me through tqmindbyrod.gr8.com, tqmindbyrod.gr8.com. You can go on to facebook.com/tqmind, or you can tweet me at rc44 or on facebook/Rodney Stevenson. Many different ways to schedule your appointment now. We're having a really big special for September, so definitely look forward to having one of our therapists serve you in the D.C. metro area. Also, we are brought to you by the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Talked about it earlier this week. On Thursday, September 4th, there's a special event going down on Capitol Hill, and that's #Act4 Mental Illness, Mental Health Act, #4 Mental Health. And what that is to bring a national plan of action for mental health awareness and to try to fight and combat mental illness. So for more information on that, you can tweet me. You can go on to NAMI.org and find out how to register and talk to your congressman. So today it is draft day, and football season is starting, so a lot of people have been doing their fantasy drafts and trying to find out which of the players that they want to pick for their team. But this is Love Talk, so we're not going to have sports going on. We're going to talk about a different type of fantasy draft, that fantasy when it comes down to celebrities, that style of fantasy where we're going to pick the positions and see how we can build that team based on your fantasy. This is not disrespect to your franchise player, whoever that is in your life, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other. But we're just trying to have fun with it today. So my man D.O. Fresh, off of his summer hiatus, and he is back on the show today. Doug, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. So like I said, today is draft day now. A lot of people are trying to get their fantasy football draft together, but we're going to try to do a different type of fantasy draft. And these are some of the things that people think about when they try to find that ideal person in their life. There's different positions, just like there's different positions on the football field. So we're going to work from the outside of the block and work our way in. So first one is that wide receiver. The wide receiver is that glamour pick. You know, most of the time the wide receiver is the flashy one, the one that kind of, you know, wants to shine and kind of show off in that realm. You know, sometimes you got to pay them a little extra money. They go long in their careers, they go long in a lot of situations, scenarios, but, you know, those are the ones that you got to put that money on. So who would be your wide receiver when it comes down to the fantasy draft?
Niley from Living Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a big glamour pick there, big flashy, you know, got to put that money down. So yeah, I definitely see that when it comes down to the glamour and the money, and you know, might be down for you, you know, might drop the ball every now and then, you know, might not play the position properly. So that's a good pick. See, my glamour pick would be someone that, you know, been running long for a long time. You know, she's, you know, got the money, she's got the flash, and always try to represent. So I'll put Beyonce and my wide receiver in that glamour position. So that's what I was saying there. Now, you got the offensive line. The offensive line is tough because that's the one that ain't afraid to get dirty. The one from the block, the one that stays in the block, you know, that one that you want when things get down, that's the one that's always going to be there because they're kind of they're grimy. You know, they're the smart grimy. They're always on the hustle. So who would that be? Who would that person be? That block one.
I was gonna say yes, no, she don't look too hard.
Okay, that's when they're here.
I'm gonna go with Remy.
Oh, Remy Ma, yeah, that's definitely she's definitely from the block. You know she's gonna go on. You know she is. Yes, you know she's gonna stay in that block, and she's going. You know anything go down, she's there with you. I like Remy Ma in that pick there. See, I got two picks from my block. You know you got Lil Mo, Lil Mo. She's definitely that from that block. You know she's definitely from that block. She definitely be there protecting. That would definitely be my pick on that one there. So that's a good pick right there. I think another one that's sort of like my block. My block fantasy draft pick would be Taraji Henson. She's one of those small ones that still, you know, still put that push. She still has a little bit of that glamour, but she's definitely from the block. So those would be my two on that one right there. And for those who are just joining in, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we talk about our fantasy draft board. So we're trying to get different positions, and these are some of the positions, every position on the football field kind of represent the way, you know, the way we do when we pick and, you know, relationships. But we're not doing the serious stuff here. We're talking fantasy right now. It's a fantasy draft board. So if there's any females that want to get in this as well, you know, if you want to try to get the opposite side and hear what, you know, what y'all have to say, y'all can call in as well, 347-850-1228. I'm kind of curious if anybody's going to call in and see what they think about this. But, you know, right now we have a little fun with this. Anybody else want to call in, give their opinion, definitely can call in 347-850-1228. So we already talked about the wide receiver position. You know, that's that glamour, flashy position. You know, we went inside. We went to offensive line, you know, hitting up on the block, you know, the block, that block status. The one that's really grimy, not afraid to get their hands dirty and get into the mix. So that's it. That's the offensive line. Now, this one here I thought was the easiest one for me. You know, you got the tight end / fullback. And that's pretty much self-explanatory right there. The tight end or the fullback, I think that was an easy pick. You know, Onika, you know, that Nicki Minaj kind of was my obvious pick for that particular position.
I'm going to hear it.
Huh.
To hear in Cubana Lush. to hear in Cubana Lush. Those are my two.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's self-explanatory pick right there, the tight end, the fullback. You know, so that position is pretty much on lock right there. So
they got the fatty daddies. That's what they got. I'm good.
Yeah, you gotta have that. That's the one that's gonna have that strength as well. So you know they're on the block too. So they're in the block zone. So those are two good picks right there. So all right, so we got those position players. Now here's the one that when it comes down to regular relationships or it comes down to the fantasy draft is the tough one, the running back, because the running back, this is the one that, you know, sometimes they get out there, they get off the block, they go long, but you know this is the running back. This is the one that, you know, you kind of rely on, you kind of, you know, support when things get down, when things, you know, looks like, you know, things are gonna be kind of rough. This is the one you wanna, you know, you wanna depend on, the reliable one. So the running back is the toughest category, I think. You know, still sometimes be kind of flashy, you know, but. You know, but this the one that kind of more stable, the more, you know, going deep into the game type of thing.
I'm gonna go Nia Long.
Nia Long, that's a good pick right there. That's definitely, you know, she you know, not afraid to get in the mix. You know, she definitely, you know, seemed like that long-term, reliable, dependable. That's a good, that's a really good pick right there. So that one, yeah, I say that one is really good as far as developing. You know, you develop the game with Nia Long. That's it. That's good. That's a good pick there. Yeah, I was thinking more along that same line as well. I was thinking Sanaa Lathan. You know that like on that same line as Nia Long when it comes down to the running back. That's the one. You know, that run. You know, running back. You're gonna, you know, try to, you know, that's when you want to hand. You know, you want that person to be that reliable one, that one that's strong. So I'll say, yeah, I'll say Sanaa Lathan or maybe even Kerry Washington, one of those two was probably going to be my pick for the running back. So that's definitely a good pick there. So, like I said, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Lane Productions, Toilet Lane Entertainment, and we're working on our fantasy draft right now. This is all in fun. This is all about fantasy right now. So, like I said, hey, you got to have that fantasy draft pick. Doesn't mean, you know, when you do a fantasy draft, you know in real life, you're not going to have all these players on one team. That doesn't happen. It's all fantasy. So that's what we're doing right now, the fantasy draft. So I'm going to stay away from that franchise player right now, the quarterback. We're going to come back to the number one draft pick, the franchise quarterback, in a few minutes. We're going to get to that. But let's break off into the defense. Now, the defense, these are the ones that, you know, they're going to be a little more harder. They're going to be a little more rougher. They talk a little bit of trash. You know, you guys, so these are your defensive players right here. You know, a little bit of trash talk, but still got a little bit of style to them. They'll come hard at you at times, but, you know, they still know how to slip through, you know, when it comes down to it. So who would be on your defensive squad?
Well, I got Megan. I put Carrie on there. I put that girl from My Wife and Kids on there. I forgot who her name was, Claire. Put her on there.
Oh, you were talking about Tisha Campbell?
No, I put Tisha on there.
Oh.
Kelly on there.
Okay.
I did say Megan already.
Definitely like that. Took Megan good. Megan good definitely seemed like she's a little more hard on, you know, talk a little bit of trash. A good, yeah, it's a good look right there. There's quite a few you can probably put on there that, you know, that probably can play offense and defense. You know,
I put Free on there. Definitely put Free from, you know, 106.
Oh yeah, Free 106.
I do. I go. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I say Mimi. You know why not? She had a good take.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, a little give and take, a little trash talk, the ones that you want to go in there a little harder with. That's it. Yeah, those are the ones, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the kind of style that will bring a strong defense. That's it. Yeah, those are really good picks because those picks right there, I put like a Lauren London in there. You know, they're one of that.
And, yeah.
You know, those are the ones that you see there on the block going hard, talking a little bit of trash and still knows how to back it up. That's it. Those are good picks right there. So that's where you got on the defense, you also got that safety. You know, that safety, the one that, you know, that feel like they, you know, to cover you, to make you know, to smother you a little bit. And these are the ones, you know, the ones that probably look to smother you a little bit. You know, put that cover two on you. You know that those ones that, you know, that you know will always that kind of, where they'll have your back, but they're always out there trying to protect and trying to go after that ball, trying to go after that, you know, go after that shine. So the safety is the hardest. I think that's the hardest pick because you got some that feel like, you know, they might want to cover you a little too much, a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, have that pass, have to throw the flag on them for interference.
Well,
you know, sometimes you got that.
That in the middle, you know, that in the MLB, because that's the brains of the defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would probably put someone like a Gabrielle Union on that end there. You know, she's tough. You know, she got you definitely play the D, but she look like she might, you know, she might try to smother D Wade a little bit. You know, try to keep that cover too, especially after all everything that's been going on. So I say, yeah, that'd be one safety right there.
I go with. Who would I go with? Let me think. Who would I go with? I'd probably go with Carrie, because she go hard.
Mm, that's true.
She go hard, so I'd probably go with her.
Now what about the girl Rihanna? She might get on that cover too as well, that safety board, you know.
Yeah, I put Rihanna. I almost forgot. Rihanna be my corner.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
She prime time. Prime time.
Right, that's true. That's it. That's that prime time right there. You know, they try to, you know, got to throw the flag a couple times.
And then one of my linebackers would be Dutchess. You know, Dutchess from Black Ink. If y'all don't know who she is, look her up, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, try to, you know, drive through the line and take you down. But, you know, that's rough and tough. Okay, all right. I like that. So like I said, we're going through all the majority of the big positions here on our fantasy draft board. And like I said, we're just having fun with this here. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Call in, give us your thoughts. You can go on Facebook, you can go on Twitter to let us know what's going on as well, 347-850-1228. And also, like I said, any females out there that, you know, that want to chime in as well, y'all can chime in and let us know what you think on this as well. So that's kind of that, you know, that whole positioning right there. Now, let's take a second.
I got to put Scott Diggs in there. I got to put Layla in there somewhere.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is when you think about it, it's like, man, when you build that fantasy draft, you never know. So before we get to that franchise player, we're saving that for the end. But let's see, who would be that coach? This is one of the, you know, one of the older, you know, the older school. They're the coach, you know, they're running the floor. You know that, you know that top one that probably was a big time player back in the day would definitely be on the draft board. But you know they. Since you're tired and letting the younger ones take over, you know, that coach.
I would have to be Angela Bassett, Pam Grier, and then Hallie. Why not? So Hallie.
That's the coaching staff right there. That is definitely the whole coaching staff. on the whole nutshell. That's it. I can't argue with that. I can't. I'm trying to think even. Yeah, so that's really good there. Now I just got something on Facebook here as far as the head coach. Someone put, my female put Blair Underwood as the head coaching staff, and Denzel, you know, they always get on the male side when it comes down to the coaching staff.
If you can see me with my eyes right now, you know.
Uh-huh, so that's, hey,
that's
you know that they... You know, they got to put their Blair Underwood and their Denzel when it comes down to the head coach. So now we're getting to the big one, the franchise player. This is the foundation, the number one draft pick. This is the quarterback, the one that runs the team, that runs the show, and this is the one that you put all the money, all the fantasy points, everything on, the franchise player, the number one player here. This is a tough one here.
Who would you pick?
It's this one I was grappling with for a while. The franchise player, the number one. This is the one that, like I said, this is that all time, you know, you run everything in. And it's like almost to the point where I want to take one of my position players and put it in the franchise. That's the thing. It's like, okay, you want to pick this one, but you want to gather. This one has to be collectively, you know, one that gets all the points, and one that kind of brings everything home. So I'm going to let you go. For who do you think would be your franchise player, the quarterback?
I would have two. One old, one new. God put Layla as that person. She undefeated.
Fair.
And then I would also have Seven Street and her, Big Her, crafted from the finest Godiva chocolates. So, yeah, she is. But I will also throw Tatiana Ali on the team. Got to throw her in there. Got to throw Angela Yee on the team also. Got to throw her in there.
I like that.
I would say Mariah Carey, but I don't know. Well, I'll throw her.
She kind of fell off the block a little bit there. Yeah, she's like that Ryan Lee, that just like that, you know, Mariah Carey, like Tim Tebow when it comes down to the fantasy franchise. She might have been a few years back, but she lost her franchise.
I'll make her an owner. Why not? She got all the money in the world, so why not? And then you got Michelle from Destiny's Child in there somewhere too.
See, everybody sleep on Michelle. That's a sleeper draft pick right there, see? Yeah, see, I get it. It's all for Michelle Williams. Everybody forget about Michelle Williams. you got to be on the squad. I know you can't have Dan Kelly on the squad without Michelle. Poor Michelle. Everybody forget her. Well, I got one from the female perspective here talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be her franchise player. From the male side, so you know, got the male side out there. So
I can't hate the Rock. Rock is my man. I can't hate him. That's my man.
That's the person that's what you want to run your franchise. You know, he's got the style, got the class, and everything like that to run the franchise. So I mean, I respect that from a female side. So that's cool. So. Man, so now you got me thinking here, who, when it comes down to the franchise player, who would be that one that would run the show and that really would be that ultimate, you know, all the points in the whole, run the whole game and everything. Now, in that aspect, you think about it, you know what I'm saying, you got like a Peyton Manning type, you know, one that's been in the league for a long time. And still on top, and that would be Halle Berry to me. You know, she's still on top and in the game for a very long time, and still on that franchise player. You know, when it comes down to the up and coming, the rookies, the young ones, you know, the younger ones that's coming up. You know, that comes down to be a little tricky when it comes down to it. And I got a tweet kid that came in here as far as the franchise player that's been around the Peyton, like Peyton Manning's been around for a long time, Tony Braxton. So I think that's definitely a good pick for the franchise player right there because she runs a gamut of everything. I almost forgot about Tony because Tony runs the game.
Tony, her sisters, except for Tamar and Janet. I got those Janet in there too.
Yeah, still run the game.
I forgot about Janet Jackson.
Yep. Oh yeah. She's the CEO definitely. Definitely CEO running the franchise right there. So I like that there. So man, that's it. That was a tough fantasy draft there, but we got a lot in there. You know, there's still quite a few that we left off. I mean, you mentioned Tamar, but Tamar probably want to heat up the whole contract because he wants too much money. So, she'll be on the borderline of the draft board. So yeah, so that'll definitely be on the, you know, definitely on the sideline list there. You know, like her and Sierra on that sideline list. So that, hey, that's, yeah. You know, that, like I said, this is all fantasy, it's all fun. That's what it's all about. Fantasy plays, you know, the fantasy draft, and that's the thing. You want, you know, all these different elements of what's a part of the team is what builds your relationship. You want that person that's going to be there for you on the block. You want that person that doesn't mind the flash and dash. You want that one that's just a, you know, that's just going to be there for you, dependable all the time as a franchise player, the one you want to run back to, and the one that comes hard at times on the defense. So, like I said, we took it, we put it all together and talk about how we are, you know, how we are trying to, you know, build the better relationships in the communities as well. So that's the whole fantasy draft right there. If anybody else want to chime in, still got a little bit of time, 347-850-1228. We got about 5 minutes left. I just want to see my man Dio Fresh, what you got going on your blog, on your news feed, your topic that you had this week. You wrote something pretty interesting the other day.
Oh yeah, you know that's just, I mean, I know I ain't been around you, our folks. The man, you know, I don't want to say the man in the company, really give up. I've lost too much information just because you don't want to ask me questions about stuff that's about to come out. Okay, anyway, just know. I'm working on the time, but, you know. Yeah. Well, what I said, this is when people hurt, they move from situation to situation. Females, they move from relationship to relationship. Men move from woman to woman using interactions to fill those voids, and, you know, those interactions never fill voids. So I'm just going to be right wrong. When females are hurt, always they move from relationship to relationship, trying to fill that void with other people. While men who are hurt, only move from woman to woman, trying to use sex for short, intimate interactions to fill their void. But relationships and sexual encounters will never fill the enormous void, so there will always be a burning desire for more attention.
And when I read that, I thought, you know, while I was thinking about this topic here, about the fantasy draft and, like, all the different positions, and that's a lot of times, you know, when it comes down to, especially from the male side, we try to fill those positions with just short-term interactions instead of trying to find that one that we can have for a long time. Well, like you were saying, when, you know, females, they're looking for the relationship. They're looking for that long-term franchise player, looking for that player that's going to be committed on the team and not going to be a free agent in a few months. And that's what this show is all about. This show is about trying to figure out how to build the relationship instead of just looking for the short-term contract. And once we look at the fact that, you know, we can try to build that long-term contract and try to fill those gaps, fill the void to make sure we have a complete team, then we'll realize that the relationship will last longer. So that's why I wanted to bring that in there, because that puts everything together and what we're talking about. And we only have a few seconds left, so Doug, tell them how they can reach you. And it looks like I just lost him. Looks like I lost Doug. He was on the road. I lost connection, but you can reach him on Twitter at DOFresh, DOFRESH. And you can also hit him up on Facebook at DOFresh as well. And also, like I said, thank you once again each and every week for listening to the Love Talk, listening to the Rise Big Show. So definitely want to thank each and every one that was a part of that. And also thank you for everyone who's listening to Love Talk today. We got Doug back up right now. Let's see. Can you hear me? Hello, Doug, can you hear me? Yep. Yeah, he's lost. But like I said, you can hit him on Twitter at DOFresh. And on Facebook at DL Fresh. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. On this weekend on the Rise TV show, we're gonna talk about a couple of topics that's going on. Of course, we are going to re-up what's going on with the issues going on in Missouri, a couple of things that are coming up as far as some of the things that's going on in New York as well. And also, we're going to try to kind of wrap up, there's some new information on the Felicia Rudd case, so I wanted to bring that up as well and keep people up to date on that because that's something that we don't want to forget about. So, as always, thank you for making us a part of your week. We'll be back on Better Than Ever on Monday. So, until next time, we'll talk.